December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
History, through the eyes of those who lived it. This is Hometown Heroes, brought to you by Paul Everett's RV Country, proudly honoring the men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Loeffler.
December 7th, 2016, 75 years now since that infamous attack on Oahu. 46,000 Americans in uniform were there on the island that day. Now it's estimated that fewer than 2,000 Pearl Harbor survivors remain. Many of them are there in Hawaii today for the 75th anniversary. And over the next hour, you're going to hear some of their stories. I am Paul Loeffler, and this is a special 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor edition of Hometown Heroes, the program that reminds you no matter where you live in this great country of ours, no matter how big or how small your hometown might be, there are heroes in your midst, seemingly ordinary Americans who have endured extraordinary circumstances. We want to honor our veterans for their service and sacrifice, preserve their stories so we don't forget the price that's been paid for our freedom. And along that journey, we learn so much. We're educated, we're entertained, we're inspired by these members of our greatest generation. They will never forget December 7th, 1941, and we shouldn't either. The veterans you'll hear from today were there 75 years ago. Hawaii was not yet a state. Most people on the mainland had never heard of Pearl Harbor and had no idea where it was. The internet was a half century away. Television was almost non-existent. So the way most Americans learned of the attack was through the medium you're employing right now, radio, like this report from NBC.
Honolulu, Japanese bombs killed at least 5 persons and injured many others, 3 seriously, in a surprise morning aerial attack today on Honolulu. The sky was filled with puffs of smoke from exploding shells fired by American Army and Navy anti-aircraft units. Whether surface vessels of the United States fleet were in action against the enemy could not be learned at once. But columns of water rising from the sea as shells hit the water indicated a naval action. Viewed from the hills back of Honolulu, where many city folk went to view the fight, columns of heavy black smoke went skyward from Pearl Harbor. Another bulletin, the Secretary of War has just announced that all military personnel on active duty is to appear Monday in uniform.
So that was what Americans heard from NBC, those limited details not really even coming close to capturing the magnitude of the horror and devastation on Oahu. Across the Atlantic, where war had already been raging for a couple years, here is what the British heard from the BBC.
Japan's long-threatened aggression in the Far East began tonight with air attacks on United States naval bases in the Pacific. Fresh reports are coming in every minute. The latest facts of the situation are these. Messages from Tokyo say that Japan has announced a formal declaration of war against both the United States and Britain. The Japanese air raids were made on the Hawaiian Islands and the Philippines. Observers' reports say that an American battleship has been hit and that a number of the Japanese bombers have been shot down. A naval action is in progress off Honolulu, and American transport with timber on board has been torpedoed in the Pacific, and another cargo ship is reported in distress. President Roosevelt has told the Army and Navy to act on their secret orders, has called a meeting of ministers, and is preparing a report for Congress. In London, Mr. Wynant has seen Mr. Churchill, and both Houses of Parliament have been summoned for tomorrow afternoon to hear a statement on the situation.
So as the hours went on, more details started to emerge, and it would be the next day that Americans were glued to their radios everywhere for what would become one of the most legendary speeches of all time.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu. The Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, it contained no threat or hint of war or of armed attack. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. The people of the United States have already formed their opinions and well understand the implications to the very life and safety of our nation. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense, but always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. Interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
So that is exactly how they heard it on the radio on December 8th, 1941. And not to be lost in our focus on Pearl Harbor today are the other spots that were simultaneously attacked. Over the years on this program, we've heard from men who were captured on Wake Island, on Guam, as the president mentioned, and those who were attacked in the Philippines at that time, who later endured the horrors of the Bataan Death March. I have all those interviews linked for you at hometownheroesradio.com, where you'll also find a photo of two men who are back on Oahu right now for the 75th anniversary. Delton Wally Walling and Chester Ski Bernacki now live less than an hour away from each other in California's gold country. In the photo I'm talking about, taken just yesterday in the observation tower that still overlooks Pearl Harbor just as it did 75 years ago, those two survivors are posing with the reporter who just introduced them to each other this past year. One of them was in that tower on that Sunday morning in 1941. The other was in a ship just below. And as it turns out, some of the bullets that his ship fired toward Japanese warplanes almost hit his now newfound friend. We're going to hear some of their memories of that date, which has certainly lived in infamy, when this 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor edition of Hometown Heroes comes right back after this.